This is an excerpt from Change Up by Lacey Hart.
We stood next to each other, holding our glasses of wine, looking out over the water. Kristen reached over with her right hand and took my left hand in hers, holding it. I turned and looked at her and gave her a gentle kiss on the lips. We stood on the edge of the water, kissing lightly for a few minutes before she broke the spell. So, what else did you have planned for today? She said to me slyly.
Well, I did pack a lunch, I told her. Just some sandwiches and chips, and some chocolate for dessert.
I'm not that hungry right now for lunch, she told me. I watched her as she slowly walked away from me and back up toward the picnic table. She took a look in the hamper and pulled out two rolled blankets that were packed in there and walked over to the small clearing beyond the table that was shaded by some trees. The clearing was just beyond a small fire pit that we had there. Kristen spread out one of the blankets, colored to match the tablecloth, on the grass in the clearing and sat down on it. I walked over to her and sat down with her and looked into her eyes. She looked at me and placed her left hand on my cheek, cradling it, and then leaned in to kiss me.
This is an excerpt from Change of Address, Hearts Bridge Island by Jordan S. Brock.
Michael tipped his head back toward the window where Kaylee was panting into the glass, watching them. What about Kaylee? Your dad loves dogs, Josh interrupted. Please, trust me on this. I do trust you. But this is more than just us. Josh gave in to the impulse to roll his eyes. He let go of Michael's hand so he could take out his phone. The picture of them kissing made him smile in grim triumph. Eat that, Governor Shithead, he thought before hitting speed dial 1. Who? Michael began, though he went silent when Josh held up a finger. Dad answered after 2 rings, saying, You're early, what's wrong? Relax, everything's fine, Josh assured him. Even though everything wasn't fine. His dad was asking about the shop, though, so it wasn't entirely a lie. Do you mind if Michael and his service dog move in with us for a while? Josh, Michael said in a choked whisper. Josh shushed him. No, Dad said uncertainly. This is sudden, isn't it? Yeah, but there were some problems with the whole gay thing and the whole Jewish thing, Josh explained in a deliberately casual tone. He could hear Dad's sharp inhale, like a snorting bull getting ready to charge. Oh, were there? He asked ominously. You want to go clear out the guest room, or is he sharing with you? Josh looked right into Michael's eyes. He'll stay in my room. We're, pretty serious about things. Good! Serious enough that I can tell the relatives? Dad asked hopefully. Let me ask. Josh tipped the phone away from his face and asked Michael, Can Dad tell the family about us? Poor Michael gave a deer-in-the-headlights blink. Your family? Josh nodded. They'll be thrilled to hear I'm finally settling down after my years-long wild dating spree. Michael laughed and hooked his fingers in Josh's belt loops to tug him close. Yeah, he can tell. Hear that, Dad? Josh asked into the phone. I heard, Dad said, voice full of happiness. And it wouldn't hurt if you brought him to talk to the rabbi. Dad, Josh warned, even though he was grinning. All right, but don't blame me when everyone starts texting you to ask if you're having a Jewish wedding.
This is an excerpt from Lawfully Matched, Inspirational Christian Historical Mail Order Bride. A Texas Sheriff Lawkeeper Romance by Lorraine Hoops.
It turns out I'm going to be an aunt soon. He stopped mid-twirl and tightened his grip on her waist. That's good news indeed. And it reminds me of something I'd like to ask you. What? Kate asked with a tilt of her head. Well, with Easterly taken care of and things calming down in town, I wanted to ask you what you thought of motherhood. I think it's a very noble profession, Kate said, biting back her smile. Indeed it is, he said. But I suppose my question was more, would you like to be a mother? I would like that very much, Deputy Jennings. This time she didn't bother to hold back the smile. As would I, he said. Their gazes locked for the briefest of moments, and then Jesse leaned his head down to touch Kate's lips with his own.